Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're working with Clint here.
I'm coming in there to get that work in.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
What is that, ostrich?
Hell no, that's python.
It's Sterny's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It is a reaction Tuesday after some primetime action at NRG Stadium right here. Houston Texans, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Texans take one on the chin. Another frustrating loss. The last one was on the West Coast. This one's right here. At home, and what does that mean? That means the Texans are right now 0-2, and history has not been kind to 0-2 football teams, although it has been, I would say, more kind to the Texans than anybody else. The Texans have been 0-2 eight times, y'all. They made the playoffs three of those times. Overall in the NFL, teams that have started 0-2 in the NFL since 1990, 11% of them have made the playoffs. Right, since the playoffs expanded, 38 of 43 teams that started 0-2 missed the playoffs. That means five teams that started 0-2. Five of 43 made the playoffs. And so history has not been kind to teams that start 0-2. Now, you hope that the Texans can right the ship here offensively, can address some things defensively, and you hope that the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Indianapolis Colts hell, and the Tennessee Titans, if we're being honest, playing better than expected. You hope that that's just an early season fluke and water's going to find its level and the Texans will still be at the top. But I'll be honest with you, Ron. I don't know how anybody that's a Texans fan or covers this team cannot be concerned at a level of where the division could be up for grabs. This is not pretty. This is... You know, 2 weeks in a row where there have been some glaring issues on both sides of the football that are going to be hard to fix, and I think that's where we got to start right here with this game, Ron. I think the 30,000 foot view, we talked a little bit about it earlier. The 30,000 foot view of this game is a powerful one. I think a lot of times it's just kind of get an overview of what happened. Let's glance over it and move on. I think this is. This is the story, right? We can dive into individual players and individual coaches and individual relationships that there may be some friction, which I think there is. But the reality of it is I think these 30,000-foot views, when you zoom out on this team, the 30,000-foot view is I think it shows some real, real reasons for concern, right? And I think, number one, I got to start with the defensive side of the football for me, Ron. This is supposed to be the lifeline. This is supposed to be the identity. This is supposed to be the reason how and why the Texans get beyond 10 wins in a season, get beyond the second round of the playoffs, and ultimately compete with the Baltimore, Buffalo, Kansas City's, Philadelphia's. Get in that conversation, right? This is how it's supposed to happen, is with this defense, Ron. And if we just put it bluntly, the way this team is built, And the way it's been built, the money's been invested. The head coach, his identity. When, however the game unfolds, I can't give the credit to the offense, but however the game unfolds, if this defense is handed a 5-point lead with less than 3 minutes to go, Ron, this team has to win that game. This team has to find a way to win that game. And if this team, we hear D'Amico and Nick Caserio talk all the time about it's year to year. 2025 is different than 2024. If the 2025 Texans, the way they are built, if they can't get W's when the defense is on the field with under 3 minutes to go and a 5-point lead, if they can't just simply hold teams out of the end zone for one drive to preserve a win, then the division is up for grabs and the playoffs aren't nowhere and even remotely close to as much of a lock as we once thought they were for the Texans.
Yeah, and it was really disappointing because just the guys that you want to make plays, especially on that final drive, didn't make plays.
Yep.
Right, and I'm as shocked that I'm as shocked that the Texans were even in a position to be up by five.
Yeah.
With 2 minutes left. I've watched that whole game. I'm not really quite, like, it seemed like Tampa Bay was in control. Like, I heard D'Amico say in the post game, when you let a team like that hang around, I thought it was, for me, the opposite. I thought that it appeared the Bucs were in control the whole way. And then out of nowhere, with the act of Frank Ross and the special team, you found a way to have a lead and to have and to get a lead with 2:04 left, 80 yards to go. I was as shocked that the Texans found themselves ahead as I was that with two backup tackles, one of them being the center playing tackle, that we didn't hear Will Anderson or Danielle Hunter one time in that final drive.
Yeah.
Not one time. And Hilt D'Amico called two timeouts for rest. He called two timeouts for them to grab a knee to get some water. We didn't get him. Azeez Alshire was one-on-one with Bucky in the – you need him to make a play, say goodnight. He had no chance. He was still running the other way as he was 10 yards down the field, right? And nobody could make plays, and that was disappointing with the injuries the Bucs had up front. When you got to have it, you need it. Danielle Hunter, two sacks last night. Will Anderson, a sack last night. 10 pressures, but just couldn't get it done when they needed. That was really disappointing.
Yeah, it's just the reality of it is, Ron, as a fan, we've been told all year. And hell, you watch, look how they built this thing. Look where they spent the money. Our hopes as Texans fans, they hang on this defense in a major, major way. And that was it's disappointing. Week one, your offense is put in a place to where they can win it, and they fumble it away. Week two, your defense has the 5-point lead, and they allow Tampa Bay to go right down the field and score. Look, we on the defensive side of the football, I want to stay there for a minute, Ron. We can talk about tackling, which we have. Last week it was Petrie getting targeted. We talked about that at length. This week the big problem is the D-line getting folded up consistently. And on top of that, I think D'Amico not adjusting aggressively, Ron. I think D'Amico's going to watch his game film and wonder why he didn't go to five down defensive linemen or mug his linebackers in a big way, eliminate the double teams up front and put pressure on them. You got the secondary to do it. Like this is why your secondary should, at least we looked at it or thought it would be, with Derek Stingley Jr., Kamari Lassiter, the Jaden Smith kid that you drafted in the third round is the third cover corner that they've gone to. C.J. Gardner-Johnson and or Petrie, whichever guy you want to use in that situation to cover a back or a tight end, they can handle that. Like the fact that I did not see – I saw very little, if any, like aggressive adjustments to put the ball in Baker's hands and force him to beat some kind of man coverage. Now, maybe he was trying to not give up the big play. Maybe it was about corralling and keeping them off the scoreboard. But boy, I thought we would see a more aggressive adjustment from DeMeco to get that run stopped. When you go 30 rushes, clearly they were committed to it. 30 rushes for 169 yards, 5.6 or 5.7 per carry. And the adjustment was to simply pull your nickel defender and put another linebacker in his place and play a true 4-3 with your linebacker's heels standing at 5 or 6 yards from the line of scrimmage. That was an interesting adjustment for me, and I got to believe that DeMeco wished he would have been a little bit more aggressive there.
Yeah. Yeah. As you said earlier, man, you can't do nothing when they're driving you 5 yards back, man.
It's as bad as I've seen, Ron. It's bad. I mean, I don't watch everybody else's D line, but it's as bad. It's
at least in our time here. That was.
It's one of those. It's going to be hard to watch that film for that D line. The interior guys, it's going to be hard to watch that film.
It was play after play.
Play after play, just getting folded. I don't know how they stay healthy. Let's jump over to the offensive side of the football, Ron. For me, the 30,000 foot view, I think, is a very good picture of the concern for the Texans. Offensively, Ron, we can talk about, as we did last segment, the creativity, the exotic plays, getting this guy touches or that guy's touches. But the reality is, offensively, there seems to be no plan, right? They seem to be overwhelmed in critical moments. Whether you look at the personnel that's on the field, the scheme that seems to be very vanilla, to just the appearance of what's going on. And there, it doesn't seem like guys are prepared as they should be. And it seems like they're overwhelmed. And we've watched two quarterbacks and two offenses. One was obviously Sean McVay, and you expect it.
Yeah.
You know, this was Baker Mayfield and a first-time play caller, even though he was a big part of what they did last year, I believe. We watched them not only seem prepared, but, like, rise in those big moments when it's time to play your best ball or it's time to draw up your best play, it's time to get your best player touches. It seems like we've watched two offenses do that while our offense has shrunk in the moment and just shown truly how far they are from being, if we're being honest, being an offense that can compete at a playoff level.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's It's just in every aspect of they just don't look like, as you're saying, like when you watch games all throughout the NFL, with C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins, Dalton Schultz, they should look better than they do. They should look. There are four teams that I think had playoff aspirations that have good offensive in some form or fashion, whether it be a coach, whether it be talent, somewhere that you're like, what the hell's going on with these teams? That's the Chiefs, the Vikings, the Texans fall into that, and the Bears. Like those four teams you look at that had some that coming into the year had obviously had some expectations, and you're watching them and you're like, what is going on? Some of it is explainable, but what is going on? Why do they just look like they just started, like they all just started, and obviously the Texans kind of had, but boy, when can they look closer to, like, all right, this is an offense that looks like it's in sync, that looks like they're moving, they know exactly what they want to do, and they just they don't seem to have a rhythm right now.
I'll take any of that in sync idea of what you want to do.
Not that in sync, Tyler.
I would take any of that, but the offense overall just completely overwhelmed again. Dare Ogunbowale, his snap count went down. I think he was on the field for 10 snaps this week, which was, I don't know, 12% or something like that. Maybe I don't remember what the percentage was, but 10 snaps. And it just seems like a handful of them were in critical moments, and it seems like a handful of them he didn't answer the bell. So that is the personnel that I'm talking about. Scheme-wise, we've talked about how vanilla that has been, and in the appearance of just – Not being confident in what you're fixing to do, instead of just everybody's waiting for somebody else to make a play instead of go out and make a play themselves. So a couple of questions, guys, on the game management front, because I think one of the texters brought it up a while ago, or one of the callers did. There's three things that happened in this game that I think are could have gone either way.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.